Anthony.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott, 7:05, January the 6th, 2012. I keep saying that, 2012, for the ones that quite aren't sure that we've started this new year. But trust me, we have. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And additionally, we are sending out our video stream at livestream.com. And Bad Bob, tell us how to do that.
If you go to livestream.com, type in, there'll be a box there that says search channels. You kind of have to look for it a little bit. Type in the words Free Fire Radio. You'll be taken to a page to click on the little box. The 30-second commercial runs, and then you're looking into the very heart, the nervous center of our operation here, and see what's happening.
That right there is scary, looking into the very central, the very center of how we do things here. You know, that is very scary.
I mean, good morning.
But speaking of not something scary and really cute, Linda.
You always have a cool segue. What's your segue today? It's Friday.
Well,
good morning.
You know, frankly, it's Friday. And
you do not want to leave the radio, or if you have to go, archive today, because we are our guest that's going to be happening at 8 o'clock today is really going to open peel back your eyeballs. Okay, I mean, what else can I say? Good morning, welcome to KCNR in the morning.
Kind of scary, really.
7:07 in the morning. Guess what? We have 39 degrees outside right now at KCNR Studios, and we're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures reaching to 65. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow we have a beautiful day. It's going to be a great day to take a drive or, you know, just get out there on your bike and just be out and about. Sunny with 62 and mostly clear tomorrow night with 41. These are yummy days. Sunday, 67. Mostly clear evening.
I'm getting out my 70 sunblocker.
I think. Are you going to go take a Harley ride?
I may do that.
After we do
that, do I still have a Harley?
Yes, but you also have about a 2-stack honey-do list.
Okay, so the Harley does.
You can get it. You can get the. You need to do that. It's probably really good. I always think it's a healthy thing to get out there and get the bike going. Before we go to our Wells Fargo Minute, which is just going to be in a second, I wanted to talk with you about, you know, we had a great show last night. We were talking about the SmackDown, the Shasta County.
Mixed martial arts. You were talking mixed martial arts last night.
I really got into it because I really, you know, give me detail.
It explains how you use that elbow on above my right eye, and I've got a split over there, and you put me into some kind of leg thing last night that I was squealing.
Well, now you know you can tap out.
Yeah, I had to tap out.
And every time you tap out, you owe me one.
That's right.
But anyway, so Saturday night, that was really a great guest on the show last night. Nate Welch, who's a local promoter and bringing this, martial art. As a matter of fact, all arts into the SmackDown. That's Anderson Fairgrounds.
I noticed that all of our producers all of a sudden
the
showed
ring
up
girls
last
didn't
night.
Show up.
Yeah, all the producers, though, all of our guys showed up last night, but the ring girls didn't.
The ring girls were supposed to be here.
I heard a lot of groaning as they left.
Yeah.
You know, the cameras were with them and everything.
Well, what we're going to do after the Wells Fargo, now that we've got Kathy on the phone, we'll go find out what's going on. And then after that, we've got tickets to give away for the bridal show. So right now, Kathy Lathrop.
Which is very similar to the SmackDown.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, Wells Fargo advisor. Welcome to the program. Wondering what's going on this morning.
Good morning, Linda, and good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 60 points at 12,355. The S&P 500 is negative 5 at 1275, and the NASDAQ is negative 7 at 2662. Active stocks today include Ford Motor Company unchanged at $11.59 and General Electric up 7 cents at 1862. Stocks of local interest strike County's bank is down 27 cents at 14.18, and North Valley Bank is up 9 cents at $9.50. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 3.02%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 30 cents at $102.11. Gold is up $9.70 at $16.29.80, and silver is up 3 cents at $29.33. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors every morning at 710, 810, and 905, and they're located out on Park Marina Drive. Thanks a lot for that. It gets us started. We do it again in the afternoon.
Sorry. Okay, coming up, what are we doing?
Okay, we're going to talk about a number of things. One, we have another illegal that just crossed the border into California. And you know what? I'm happy that it happened. We're going to talk about why are they buying bigger horses for the Dude Ranches? And what happened this past year that set a new record that's going to, you know, make you want to think a little bit. There's a whole bunch of things coming up right after this break.
All right, KCNR 1460.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 this beautiful Friday. It's awesome. I didn't tell you that the weather, of course, is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, currently 39 degrees. Chris Lauer will be performing this Saturday. And if you go to AnselmoVineyards.com, you will see, or you can actually go to the weather and click on there and see what's happening with the January dates of what is happening up in Anselmo Vineyard. And if you care to see moi with my trio, come up on the 21st and we'll have a blast
there.
Up there.
I'll be there.
All right.
The 21st,
so,
right?
What's the illegal you were talking
okay,
about?
Okay, we had an illegal come across. Somebody came across the border. It's the lone wolf. That's right. A gray wolf came across the border for the and into Shasta County for the first time. Eastern Shasta County came in Thursday, and they've got a photo of it because they've got these trail cams out there. They have a photo of it. Now, this wolf in here is the first one. Gosh, and who knows how long, but we applaud that happening. Now, on the other hand, if he brings 800 of his friends with him, it may have a different idea. As you know, that when they've reintroduced the wolf population throughout the West, that they have been very prolific. They don't really have any real predators that go after them. And yet they can go after the elk herds, the deer herds, the cattle, the bison, the elk, all of those. And they're very, very efficient. They're very efficient hunters.
I wonder how our friends who are farmers feel about that, those who have.
I don't think they mind one. It's when they start to reintroduce the packs. And, you know, and I follow this because I've looked, you know, in different magazines and different articles about when they reintroduced the gray wolf into Wyoming and Montana. That, you know, their pack would be two. And then the pack became four and six. And then some of them went up to 16. And then they would break off other packs. So it was a huge success story. But it was so successful, the farmers and ranchers were just getting decimated out there, as were the deer and elk herds. So then they wanted to take away the endangered status so they could hunt them. So that's been going on so that you can hunt wolves again. Because they are, you know, they say, well, the farmers or the ranchers can be paid for their calves. Okay, so their usual calf loss, let's say, was 50 during the winter. That's pretty high, but let's just say 50. So now it's 70 or 80, or their usual calf loss is 20, and now it's 50. And they can say that, oh, okay, 15 of these we can prove were killed by wolves, but the rest of them they can't prove because they never find them. They're just gone. So the question is, how do you prove that that a wolf pulled it down?
Yeah, it could have been a mountain lion.
It could have been, you're right, but they've just known as that their calf losses and their sheep losses and all the other losses up there have increased dramatically since
now,
the wolves
a wolf
have come back.
Can mate with a dog.
Yes.
So you could have
it's like, you know, it's like Marion Down.
Half-breeds running around. You know, I mean, it's
well,
easy
if it's most of the time they will kill a dog if they get a chance. But anyway, they are supposedly mate for life, and it could be just another wives' tale.
Now,
okay.
If you're going to marry a wolf,
yes.
You're thinking about you got a wolf around the corner that you're going to say I do too, or you're thinking about it. It's a weird segue. I got two tickets right here that are actually good for admission for two. So I've got actually two of these. If you're going to give me a call here, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. We've got tickets for January 15th, the Bridal Guide and Wedding Show. Give us a call, 605-4567. Love to hear from you. And again, you and another can go into the Bridal Guide and Wedding Show. Just had to do that.
I know you did. What it has to do is we're talking about SmackDown, too. So we're advertising SmackDown and the wedding show in the same breath.
Why not?
Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. You know, LaMalfa has introduced a bill so that when we start putting people into these work camps, that the authorities have to notify local authorities 10 business days before an inmate is transferred into a state prison camp. And the reason for this is that they found, due to the Record Searchlight had a great, great series of articles on this about who was being allowed in these fire camps, which are minimum confinement there. They found that one in five inmates at the state's 41 fire camps have been convicted of violent crimes, including attacks on officers. And that they revealed escapes from the camp are common and sometimes ended with violent consequences, including a fatal shooting of a San Francisco police officer in 2006 by somebody who walked away. So this is another thing that Doug LaMalfa is doing. And let me add on top of that what Doug has done with this Train to Nowhere, the fight against that we all need to get involved in, because it's going to cost $100 billion instead of the $30 billion. $100 billion. It doesn't go anywhere. And at this time, we don't need to spend any more money because right now, as Jerry Brown has just pointed out, gosh, if he doesn't get that tax increase, guess what doesn't get opened up? Oh, yeah. The veterans home. I put another delay into that. And these are his words. Education, other things like this. If he doesn't get that tax raise, that we're not making enough to pay all of our bills. Well, beg to differ, Governor. We, the world's sixth largest economy, and you're telling me that we don't make enough money to pay our bills? How about we have too many bills to pay? How about we take a look at the committees? How about we take a look at all the money we're pushing out to illegals? Did you know that in New York City right now, you have illegals that are living in hospitals because they can't put them anywhere? And so they're costing these hospitals millions of dollars? Well, who pays for that? And it's not just in New York. There's other places that illegals have come into the medical system because they can't be turned away, and then they can't find a place to put them. So they stay in the hospitals. Some of them have been in there for 4 or 5 years. Do you believe this? It's true. It's true. So who pays for this? We do. Taxpayers. I find that so hard to swallow that our Assembly and our Senate can't take a look at the amount of money they're spending on frivolous items and take a look and say, what is our priorities? What are our priorities? And is it really a rail to nowhere? Is it really raising the cost of energy for every business? Is it really taking care of people who shouldn't even be here? Is it really giving them taxpayers money and you're here illegally, just and you're going to college, and to pay an illegal for being on a school committee in college? You're going to pay that person and they're here illegally? At what point, Governor, is enough enough? Got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Only locally owned talk show around here. 7:23 in the morning, January the 6th, 2012. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can tell you Joe and Shelley have a great place in Espresso Joe's, which is inside Tobacco and Brew. The baristas there make perfect coffee, lattes, you name it, they got it. They'll fix it just the way you want it, right there in Espresso Joe's. And then, of course, every type of cigar you could possibly imagine in the finest walk-in humidor in the state. I can't say enough about that, but I can't say enough more about Joe and Shelley and the integrity and honesty they have and their staff has there. Veterans do get a discount. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. You know, things have changed on the Dude Ranches.
Things have changed, and it's really interesting because, you know, we watched a lot of cowboys and westerns.
Yeah.
And we know through the years that, you know, you just look around and you see that our country, we're talking about, well, here's an article that's interesting. In the past 5 years, saddles offered for sale at Idaho's Cowboy Supply near Boise have expanded along with customers. Owner Molly Menchaca reported a run on saddles measuring from 17 inches to 17.5 inches. In a sign of America's growing girth, Dude Ranches and Hunting Camps in the Northern Rockies are adding heavyweight horses and super large saddles to seat swelling numbers of outsized clients.
Posteriors, they won't fit into a 16-inch saddle. And they're, okay. So they're breeding Clydesdale with regular great riding stock.
And to call it bluntly, they're calling them big butt saddles. I would not be okay with, okay, get her a big butt saddle. I think they have to watch how what they say on that one.
We'd like you to put you in our economy size saddle.
Well, she's the sign of America, the center of disease control.
Bring that horse over there. Yeah, that one that's that weighs 2,000 pounds, and put the big butt saddle on it.
Well, the Centers of Disease and Disease Control and Prevention reporting that a third of U.S. adults and 17% of children are obese. Western Wranglers and Outfitters say they're doing all they can to accommodate the widening of waistlines and other anatomical areas.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I saw in the we were watching the Rose Bowl parade the other day, and we were watching bigger horses. It seemed like coming through for some of the events there, but I didn't realize it had become an epidemic.
We were watching the marching band.
Yeah, well, marching band.
I said, Carl, look. You know, I guess when I grew up, as we get older, we do, okay? It's a natural thing.
And if you're watching the video, you can see that, right?
We put on weight, we do, and we do, okay? But this is just kind of like, 30 years ago, 15% of American adults were considered obese. At that time, 16.5-inch saddle would have been considered ample enough for a stout rider. Stout.
Stout. That's another word.
Guest ranches and outfitting operations are also bulking up on riding stock, crossbred, and draft horses weighing in roughly at 1,500 pounds.
Girth. Yeah, somebody's using the word girth in here. Yes, that's good. That's a good word.
To fit their supersized customers.
That person has girth. You know, it makes it sound like strong. They have girth. They're stable or something.
Do you know what the weight limit is?
275 pounds
there you
now.
Go.
It used to be 200. In 25. Now it's up to 275. Otherwise, they couldn't put the saddle on the horse and have him carry it. It's got to be, you know what, this has got to be tough. Hey, okay, good, you know, it's something else, and completely different than girth. And as we have a third candidate joining the supervisor's race. It looks like Cheryl Beck, a former Shasta College trustee who now works as an administrative assistant for State Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, said that she's going to be running for the District 4 supervisor job held by Linda Hartman. So that makes Gracious Palmer, Cheryl Clifford, and now Sherry Beck. We will have all on our show, so you get to know them. Get to at least to know what they're thinking when you ask them the questions.
Glad to have her on.
Well, we'll have her, and we're going to have everybody on, just like we did last year. We don't take sides. We just bring them on and let you all ask all the questions you could possibly think of to see what they really think. Now, there has been something else happened in 2011 is that the FBI performed a record number of instant background checks on would-be firearms buyers in 2011. Americans went on a gun buying spree, according to the new government data.
Oh, yeah.
Fielded nearly 16.5 million queries from firearm sellers last year, checking that customers buying guns did not have criminal records or other red flags. That was 15% up from 2010, and the highest number of annual screenings performed since 1998 when the checks went into effect. Now, it doesn't mean that every one of those people bought a firearm because...
They're inquiring.
It was that they had tried to buy a firearm, and if they were disqualified, they couldn't buy it. But 16.5 million. A spokesman for the NRA says that political uncertainty surrounding next year's general election is prompting would-be gun buyers. Plus, he said the jump in gun sales since 2006 largely reflected concern that the Democrats swept into office in recent years, including Obama, would curb the right to bear arms. That's not happened up to now. And, at the federal level, California, of course, are always after your guns every way they can. But at the federal level, they haven't made a concerted effort to go after guns. But that found that really interesting. It was a new record list.
You inquired a few times last year.
I've inquired a few times last year. Yeah, my name might have appeared there a few times. Yeah, you know, I don't understand why I can't mount a 50 caliber machine gun on my truck.
You know,
I don't understand that. I mean, Oh, come on.
You know? Like Cheers. We come into the concert.
Have you driven south?
Everybody knows your name.
You know, on those long weekends, and you're driving south to Sacramento, there may be times you need a little extra when you're driving down the road. Right, Bad Bob?
Ooh.
Oh, Bad Bob's trying to tell us, get out of here. It's time for the news. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day with stocks slipping into negative territory. Fresh fears over Europe's debt crisis are trumping good news on the labor front here in the U.S. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 70 points. A surge of hiring in December helped push the unemployment rate in the U.S. to a nearly three-year low. The monthly jobs report shows 200,000 non-farm jobs were added last month. That beat expectations. The unemployment rate fell to 8.5%. It's the lowest level since 2009. Chrysler is looking to add 1,100 jobs for the production of its diesel Jeep Grand Cherokee. The Detroit plant where the new Jeep will be produced will also be Chrysler's first facility to add a third shift. On the flip side, shares of Alcoa are sliding after the company said it will cut 12% of its global smelting capacity. The aluminum producer says the move aims to cut costs amid lower metal prices. Alcoa expects to take a fourth quarter restructuring charge of up to $165 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. home of Free Fire Media. It's 7:35 in the morning, January the 6th, 2012. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. Not only does he repair those little bitty cracks or chunks out of your windshield, he can repair a crack up to 24 inches. And you know what? Jeff's going to look at it and tell you, you know, I can do that. Or I think maybe you ought to, you know, just replace this whole thing. He did that. He's done that before. He's done it for us. We've talked to other people that this is a man of integrity and honesty. And he does great work, and he guarantees that. We've had people write in here on the chat room saying he did something 2 years ago. Well, that crack I had like an 8-inch crack in my windshield over 2 years ago, and he fixed it, and there you can't see it. Can't even see it. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. Give him a call at 241-8373, or just stop by when you're heading out Market Street, 3208 South Market Street. Just stop by, say, you know, this. You know, here's the thing, is those little bitty chunks out of your windshield, Bad Bob, that it gets water in them, or it gets moisture because of the day, mm-hmm. and because it does drop down in the 30s, or say you drive on up to some place. That right there, as it expands, it'll crack it in a second.
Seen it happen. Or you turn on the defroster.
That's the other thing. Bad. That's right.
Or even in summer, if you put water on your windshield and it's nice and hot and you put water on it, crack.
Yep.
Hey, what do you think about this, the priest? There was a priest up here. You know, we haven't even addressed this. That was
There's
arrested.
There's a bunch of priests up
oh, no,
here.
But he was arrested for... he was charged with 7 felony counts of child molestation. Yeah, it wasn't like with little boys or anything, but it was like, I think it was with a young girl. And I'm just looking at it, and we've never said a word about it until now. His bail has been cut to $700,000, and people that knew him are saying that he is his homilies and his time at the church there. They had no idea. Of course, nobody does when this happens. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this. I don't know if he's pled guilty to it or if he's just. He said that Ojeda had admitted to an investigator that he had repeatedly molested the teenage probationer. It's just, you know.
Think it feels like a setup?
No, I think it probably happened. I mean, according to him, it looks like he said it happened. It just is something like this, is that, you know, when we go back in the faith of people, you have faith in people. And when people, you can't let one person completely change your idea about an entire multitude of people. That's where you get, you know, that's where you get into this thing about, that person is a criminal, is black, so all black people are criminals and bad. Well, you know, there's been cases where parish priests have molested children and boys, but it's not the multitude of the Catholic Church. I'm not Catholic. But, you know, you've got to see past that. But it's just that every time, it seems like there's just a, maybe it's because it is such news that it's always there.
Well, we've always held our priests or our ministers or people of the cloth to uphold a higher standard. And at one time, we as a people, I believe, did that as well with our politicians or our president of the United States. And, I'm not condoning at all things that I've heard from the past or things that actually came out and lying under oath and such. But I will say that, you know, people are human and people, you know, there is not a person living on earth that cannot have, go through life without a fault.
And I'm not disagreeing about that. But then you go back to the other part is that you need to hold people to a higher, some people just automatically.
Like officers.
Officers of police. Officers. How about the President of the United States?
We just were talking over that.
What about the President of the United States? Shouldn't he be held to a much higher standard than other people?
Those are positions of trust and power. And with power, as the saying goes, comes responsibility.
You know, and we go back to somebody like Bill Clinton. I never thought I'd say this, but a lot of people are going saying, gosh, you know, he wasn't such a bad president. But he is one that lied under oath. That took advantage of his position to have sex with a 21-year-old. did things that would have people that, under his command, his commander-in-chief, thrown out of the military, and yet he walks away from it. He just walks away from it without being touched. I mean, oh, he was impeached. Yeah, so what? He was impeached, but he wasn't found guilty. Oh, he lost his license to practice law, like he was ever going to practice law again. Please. I mean, it's like saying you don't make money in the medicinal marijuana trade. Oh, no, 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 we don't make any money. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We want to talk about whatever Linda wants to talk about. I do want to talk about Obama's defense plans. And where here's the problems I'm having with what he said yesterday when he's decimating our military.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. To go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Put another Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination. Getaway.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payout. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Lady. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBot, 7:44 in the morning, January the 6th, 2012. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the Department of Defense. Let's talk about what Obama did. Obama, here's the danger. I mean, we can cut through all the crap. He's going to be cutting out hundreds of billions of dollars out of the defense budget. And so what are they saying? Okay, we're going to have less army, so we're going to have less boots on the ground. That's what it gets right down to, less boots on the ground. Oh, we're going to be stronger in our Navy and our Air Force. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's be stronger in our Navy and our Air Force, but we're less boots on the ground. One of the things we find is it takes boots on the ground to win. you can bomb them into oblivion, as we've showed, as we tried to prove in Vietnam. Unless you put boots on the ground, nothing. Look what happened in Iraq. We were fighting every place that we were at. We held. It was ours. As soon as we moved away from it, it stopped. And we could bomb there at will. It did no good. We're pushing everything out into Asia. And that kind of leaves Europe to itself. We're going to be pulling troops out of Europe. Has Russia really, really stopped being a power we have to worry about? Really? They've stopped being a power that may want to lean in? I mean, they've leaned in other places as we pull people out of there. We've already said we're not going to be able to fight two wars. Fine. Can we fight one? Are we going to be able to fight one and, I mean, really fight a war? Here's the other thing that's very, 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 offensive to me. We want to rely on technology only. That's the way it looks like we're leaning into this, is that, well, we have all these drones. We have all these planes. You know, technology. Think back, my friends. Think back to President Obama's hero, President Carter. Think about that. He did away with the CIA. He did away with the human intelligence, because they could use technology to beat the Russians and to beat everybody. So you did away with all the human technology, which is, it's spies. It's spy networks. It's people we have in places throughout the world. But we could rely then on technology with the satellites, with listening devices, with imagery. Well, what happens? The Ayatollah takes over Iran. We have our people held for 444 days. It does nothing. When you rely on technology, technology is an assist. Single-handedly, Carter gave back to, he gave Iran to the Ayatollah. He took away our ability, our eyes and ears on the ground. So this is what I'm starting to, I worry about this. I worry about this. Is this what Obama's doing? He's taking away the boots that it's going to take to hold a piece of ground. What happens if the North Koreans come across? What happens at the same time, say the Iranians launch something in another direction? What do you do then? How long can you hold that? What exactly is plans? But here's the other things he's doing. He's changing the retirement system. He wants to change the retirement system and the medical system. When this happens, are people going to stay in? Are people going to enlist? And then what do you do? And the unfortunate thing about it is, he's going to try and do all these things and then be voted out of office. But in between, he's going to decimate our military. I really believe that he has no idea what he's doing with this. Oh, I'm listening to my commanders. Well, if you were listening to your commanders before, Don't Ask, Don't Tell would have been held off for a year, maybe 2 years, till we got out of Afghanistan. But you didn't listen to them because it didn't meet what you wanted. So how many people have you put into those places that now just listen to you and just go, okay. And that's kind of scary, too. That's my take on what's going on in the Department of Defense. And I'm just have this trepidation that he's wanting to take all this money out of the defense and give it again to these social programs, and it's going to leave us not this year, not next year, but 3 or 4 years down the line, it's going to leave us vulnerable.
Okay. I think that's probably why people in Northern California, we have militias. Well, people are wanting to be prepared. Get ready. I know that's not nasty.
Is that where you mean?
Not nasty.
We stopped the Chinese right here on the Trinity River.
Well,
and I tell you what, if you don't think, you've got to take a look at where the threats are in the world. Do you actually think that the terrorists are going to stop? Do you actually think they're going to do that? So what happens if they come back and they launch a series of attacks and they're based out of someplace like Lebanon or they're based out of Iran? What do you do then? You're just going to bomb them? Is that going to stop it?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about people that we know that have had some theft, some stealing going on in their facilities, and both of these places, actually three places that we know of now commercially. A friend of ours had a one of their vans stolen, and this is just like, you know, stupid criminal. Somebody who left their wallet inside the van and actually went to this place.
The criminal left his wallet inside the van.
And then what, they could go back because the criminal got on the computer and they could go back and track this computer. This criminal also has a Facebook. It's very sad because it's like, and when you go to his Facebook, it's a normal life, but he's obviously very caught on drugs, and they went, he, you know, just all that stuff. He must have been completely out of it. He tried to do several things, but that was not just one single story in a day. There was another person who had their yard with all of their pipes and their wood, and it was a building yard, and that was their everything was ripped off, anything that could be resold and reused. And we heard about that story about the copper pipes from one of the businesses here.
The business, somebody came in and came in through the roof and took all the copper piping. So now they've got alarms up there.
Well, here's a story, just to be aware again. So we're kind of amping up a little bit of our security here. Salt Lake City police, this is something obviously in Salt Lake City, but this is interesting because this could happen. So this 31-year-old was charged with two counts of burglary and one count of theft Thursday. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that a woman's neighbors noticed thousands of dollars in cash went missing from their home on several occasions. Court documents state the couple then set a trap with security cameras and planted cash as bait. The camera showed a woman wearing a very large man suit, a beanie hat, and a fake mustache. Authorities say the victim recognized the woman as their neighbor.
Maybe it was the beanie hat.
To whom they had given a key to their house.
Oh, well, that would have been one of the first people you want to take a look at.
Later, the police found a disguise, the disguise in the woman's home, and the woman's name wasn't reported. So, not that we're saying our neighbors are going to dress up in drag and come and rip off the house, but you know, you just never know. So, we're going to take a break on this. Right back. Casey and our 1460.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because...
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service. High quality, fine jewelry. Perfect gifts for every budget. Jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans.
And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning, January the 6th, 2012. Carl Lindebaugh, hey, Scott River Float. You know, again, going up to the Siskiyou Water Wars, again, we've a lot of things going up there. Now they're going to do a float protest. A guy named, I think it said his name is Pace, is going to lead this float down the river. And Sheriff Lopey says, you know, there's parts of that river that are not navigable, which means it's private property. They're saying it all is, and they're going to float down the river. What they're afraid of up there is that these people who are going to lead this float, who've been in this float before, have caused confrontations, and they're there to make a point about, you know, it's not private property, this water, that anybody can use it. And for navigable water, that's true, I think. But when the water is not navigable, people own the property all the way down to the center of the water, of the tributaries there. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. Lope says is that he just doesn't want any trouble. And the other this guy, if I got his name right, I think it's Pace, yeah. Pace says that he was one of the ones that was involved in the spotted owl, you know, pushing that part. He's very proud of that, of pushing how, you know, keeping the spotted owl safe in the logging industry. Done.
I wonder how people retrospectively feel about that.
I don't know, you know, but we are going to have Sheriff Lopey on next week, and so we should be able to talk to him about this.
You can ask him about it. Sheriff! Talk,
hey, what happened? You know, Sheriff,
what the hell's going on up there? If you're just tuning in, of course, it's KCNR, currently 40 degrees downtown, mostly sunny today with temperatures getting to be about 65, mostly clear tonight with lows around 37. I got to close with this story. I don't know. What would you do? What do you think? What if this is your dad? What if this is your grandfather? A 99-year-old Italian man is divorcing his wife of 77 years. He found a packet of old love letters that revealed she was having an affair in the 40s. They have 5 children.
Yeah, but how does he know they're his?
A dozen grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild.
Yeah, but how does he know all 5 of his bambinos are his?
Ooh,
if she's having a love affair.
Maybe that's what he's thinking. So he was posted as a young Carabinieri. Thank you.
It's like a state patrol.
And he was posted in Naples, and he found these musty old love letters. Number one, never keep old love letters. That's why there's fire.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, but, you know, he's 77 years. He's just a little bit upset.
He's married 77
years. He wants
to. He's 99. He wants
to
divorce.
Well,
that's an Italian grudge.
Ooh. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, coming up after Fox News,
we are really excited about this
next guest.
You know, we talk about the prison system. We talk about the anomalies in the prison system. We talk about what really is going on in the prison system and how are you going to know? I mean, you know, so what you do, you go right to the guy that's been there. And our guest in the next hour has retired after 28 years. in the California prison system as a guard and then up into the management and supervisor positions in a guard. And we're going to talk about things he has seen. He kind of feels free now to be able to say some of the things that he has seen that he has fought against but never went anywhere. But some of the things that maybe you need to know, that why it costs $50,000 per inmate per year for a California prisoner. And we're going to start, we'll talk about that and talk about his life in the prisons when we get back.
Very interesting man, this next guest. So we know that you're going to be wanting to make your calls. So get in line, KCNR. 605-4567 is the hotline. And, of course, we'll be taking your questions on the chat room, KCNR1460.com. We'll be back. You are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Hiring goes up, unemployment goes down. A new jobs report the White House is cheering. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
A December hiring boom dropped the unemployment rate to its lowest level in nearly 3 years to 8.5%. The Labor Department says 200,000 jobs were created last month.
Given the deep hole that was created by the recession, it's going to take some time to dig our way out of it, but I think one can be confident that we have been digging our way out of it.
The president's top economist, Alan Krueger. House Speaker John Boehner calls the report good news, but adds the unemployment rate has topped 8% for 35 consecutive months, Dave.
Jared, Wall Street's not rallying on the better-than-expected jobs numbers. The Dow is down 53. The Republicans running in 2012 are not cutting the president any slack. Mitt Romney says unemployment's still too high.
These are real people, real families, that wonder if they can put a meal on the table by the end of the week.
He rallied in South Carolina this morning. His other candidates crisscrossed New Hampshire, where Romney has a big lead.
At a packed town hall in Keene, New Hampshire, Rick Santorum not giving the president any credit for the improving jobs picture, saying he thinks there might be optimism that the GOP will take the White House and that's spurring businesses to take risks. Ron Paul returns to New Hampshire for more rallies and for weekend debates. And since Mitt Romney leads in the polls here, expect his rivals to continue teaming up and working overtime, comparing Romney to President Obama. In Manchester, New Hampshire, Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
An Army soldier goes to court today trying to get out of federal custody. Trey Scott Atwater was arrested after a military-grade explosive was found in his carry-on luggage at a Texas airport. He says he didn't know it was there. In court in Peru, Joran Vandersloot facing charges he murdered a woman in his hotel room. Vandersloot was the main suspect in Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway's disappearance in Aruba. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Five NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan in attacks in an area where the U.S. has a strong presence. Three service members were killed yesterday. They need more body bags in Syria amid the ongoing crackdown on protests, a suicide bombing. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, the explosion hit a police bus at a busy intersection in the capital, killing over 20 people, many of them civilians. The government has blamed the attack on terrorists, while the anti-regime protesters are pointing the finger at the government. They also accuse the authorities of being behind a bomb attack a few weeks ago on security buildings that left scores dead. The government has long blamed the recent turmoil in the country not on uprisings, but on the work of terrorists, Dave.
Emily, Iran continues to flex its muscle in the nuclear standoff with the U.S. A commander says they're planning more military exercises near the Strait of Hormuz, a key oil passage that Iran recently threatened to shut down over new U.S. financial sanctions. The Obama administration's changing some of the rules on immigration.
Under the new rule, illegal immigrants would still have to return to their home countries for 3 to 10 years while applying for legal status. But their spouses and children, if they're here legally, would be allowed to ask the government for an extreme hardship waiver before their loved ones leave the country. If they get the waiver, which is not automatic, the effect would be to shorten the separation time. This change, like others the president has made, would alter immigration policy without asking Congress to approve. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
Nobody has beaten Floyd Mayweather Jr. in the boxing ring, but he lost in court after a fight with his ex-girlfriend. Mayweather pleaded guilty in the domestic violence case and is today supposed to report to serve up to 90 days in the Las Vegas County Jail. But Mayweather's lawyer is considering asking the judge to reconsider the sentence. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, January the 6th, 2012. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, as many have, Max, Sungold, Angel, John, many others. And we were also going out live video streaming on livestream.com, and get in there and just look for Free Fire Radio, and you can see us also. Let me see, what else? I got through all that. Oh.
We're just going to be ready. Gosh, what's happening?
Temperature.
I haven't had.
Weather.
Well, you know what? I haven't had my coffee. No, I haven't had my jolts. But somehow it tastes different when you make it. When espresso.
I put special stuff in it.
One espresso. We're coming up. We've got the Wells Fargo moment. But before we go there, we want to talk about welcome to the show, of course, 7:06 in the morning. Mostly sunny today with a high temperature reaching around 65. Mostly clear tonight with low temperatures getting around 37. Sunny on Saturday with 62, mostly clear with a low of 41. It's going to be a fabulous, clear week. Great time to get out and start your New Year's resolutions. You know, walking, getting fit, taking your dog out, just blow out your house. This is a great time to do it. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And Saturday night, Chris Lauer will be playing out there. But right now, let's go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings and see what's going on with the Wells Fargo Minute.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 40 points this morning at 12,374. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1279, and the NASDAQ is positive 3 at 2673. Active stocks today include Citigroup up 32 cents at 2883, and General Electric up 21 cents at 1876. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is up 9 cents at $8.20, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 4 cents at $41.01. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there today, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.97%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 51 cents at $101.30. Gold is down $2.40 at $16.17.70, and silver is down 43 cents at $28.86. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Minute and our Wells Fargo Advisors at 710, 810, and 906 in the morning and again in the afternoon. And they're located out in Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We have with us.
Right now.
Yeah, I'm in the studios here. We have a gent that has been in the management of the prison guards in our prison system for the last 28 years, and we're going to talk to him as soon as we get back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed?
Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is Carl Bodden. Debuting on Friday, January 6th at 9 a.m. will be Shasta Startup, a weekly program that will address the business community hosted by local business owners. Join them as they comment on the business climate, new business ideas, and successful businesses right here in Shasta County. The economy may be weak right now, but there are still good prospects for success if you plan ahead, and Shasta Startup will provide the information that can help you succeed. Shasta Startup is brought to you by S.J. Dental, Chrysler Jeep, serving Reading since 1945. Visit them at 772 Market Street or call 530-241-1756.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 8:10 in the morning, January the 6th. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Started this, Bob and Judy started this back in November 20th, 1985. And if you need something sharpened, they are the person to go visit. Saws, knives, routers, saw chains, they're going to make bandsaw blades while you wait, made to order. You need sharp equipment. You need sharp tools. This is a place to go to. Plus, they're great people. Plus, they support our community. And they're local. Locally owned, local business, R&B Sharpening. They're down on 6915 East Side Road. Or give them a call at 530-365-1479. And our guest now. We're just going to say Ed is here from, and Ed has been a guard and in the supervisories of the guards in the California prison system for over 28 years and retired last year.
That's correct. I'm happy to be here, and I want to thank Linda and Carl Bott for inviting me here. I'm kind of excited. This morning I told my wife I was a little nervous to come here, and she said, well, if you can put 28 years into San Quentin, you can certainly come down and talk to Carl and Linda.
Well,
so I'm going to do the best I can without stuttering, and I would also like to say a special happy birthday to a good friend of mine who's over in Honolulu, Hawaii right now, laying on the beach for her birthday. So I want to say happy birthday to Sandy Dole.
Happy birthday!
Hey, happy birthday, Sandy.
Sandy!
We know Sandy.
And I also want to say thank you, and she knows why.
Yeah, Sandy, we thank you, too.
They are sweethearts.
Okay, now, Ed, talk a little bit about yourself. Now, you know, one thing is we don't want to get, you know, too much into who you are on this, because not that you are concerned about it, but you have, you know, there are people roaming around that you've had a severe impact in their lives when they were doing hard time in San Quentin. So we're just going to kind of keep that, you know, on a superficial level, but give something on your background.
Well, I was raised in Shasta County, and I was very proud to say that my dad was a Shasta County sheriff and promoted a sergeant years ago, and we're from the eastern part of Shasta County. I was very happy to be raised there, so law enforcement was in my blood. So I was always trying to seek a career in law enforcement, and I found that it was easier to move south because working for law enforcement in Shasta County was the best group of men I've ever experienced in my life, and there was a few women beginning in the program. So it was just a great experience for me to be trained under the Reading Police Department and the Shasta County Sheriff's Office and the Anderson Police Department. I got a little short time with the Anderson Police Department in their reserve program, but it was kind of difficult to get a job in Shasta County because so many people were looking forward to transferring from the Los Angeles area and the Bay Area to come up to a fine Shasta County town of Reading and working, so I had to go south to get my job. I finally succeeded when I went to work at San Quentin back in the early 80s, and I enjoyed the program ever since. I'm a big advocate for it to be a career for anybody that's seeking a good, solid, sound job that needs to be done for the public.
Okay, so San Quentin. What was your first? I mean, tell us about this.
That's like the hardened criminals.
Those are guys they put to death. They're in there,
those
right?
Are the guys that slit your throat without thinking twice.
Yeah, San Quentin is where we house the death row inmates of all state of California. Everybody that's sentenced to death is at San Quentin. So the media famous people are there, but then we also have the prison systems. They call it today Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. I have never used that word rehabilitation ever. due to the fact that I don't think anybody's being rehabilitated in prison except perhaps the lifers. The lifers do a pretty good job of trying to get their lives together, do what they're supposed to do, but the other people that come in as reception center inmates that we call the revolving door inmates, there's no rehabilitation with those people.
They just come in, they spend their time, learn some new tricks, and they're gone.
Well, a lot of them just like to come to prison because it's warm, and they get three meals and a cot. So when they come to prison, we take care of them, we medically take care of them, and then we send them back out as soon as they're straight. And then they just create another victim, whether it be them themselves or another person to come back to prison to violate parole.
Okay, now, when you the first day, I mean, San Quentin, I mean, it has the reputation, and it's all these things we talked about. What was your first day? When you said, okay, I'm going to go to work for San Quentin, what's it like to walk in there that first day? I mean, you're like fresh meat to these prisoners. They've been in there, a lot of them for
a
long time.
Yeah, they call you a fish when you first show up.
Guards and prisoners, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Newbies or trainees or whatever you might want to call them. And I can remember my first day like it was yesterday. An officer met me at the front gate. And I was standing there, and I was all excited about walking in, and I come walking in. And I had never been in a prison before, but I had been a cop on the streets for a short time. And so I had a little bit of fundamentals of it. And my dad, of course, gave me all the grit that I needed. So when I got into prison, I started walking through the yard, and there's hundreds of inmates. And the officer that was walking me, he just started calling these guys out by their prison names. And it was like Snake and Killer and all these other various names. I'm going, oh, my God, what have I done? I said, this is not for me, I don't think. So I walked into the units, and these units are five stories or five tiers tall. 50 inmates, now 100 inmates per tier. And when you walk in there and they can spot that brand-new leather gear and it's squeaking and your badge is shining, they go, oh, boy, somebody else that I can trick. Everybody that's told me no, I'm sure this new guy is going to tell me, okay, it's all right. And so you learn from the bottom to the top. Inmates are the ones that teach you how to perform in prison rather than your staff members. Your staff members only see our side of it, but the inmates teach you the ways of being beat. I can't count the times that I was beat at a game, and I go, okay, I've got to write that one down because I can't get beat like that doing that again. They are very good about beating officers out of whatever they might possibly need.
Okay, can you give an example of that?
Well, I sure can. Years ago, an inmate, I had an assignment about making the 300 gallons of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The coffee pot's 300 gallons. And I kept handing this inmate up the big bag of coffee to make the coffee, and he never asked me for anything. And I couldn't imagine, why isn't he asking me for just a little bit like every other inmate has in the past? So one time they told me that the coffee was a little on the weak side. So the next morning when I handed him the coffee, I climbed the ladder to see if he had the right water in there. Well, when he was dumping the coffee in there, he was floating a Tupperware bowl. And he caught the coffee in the Tupperware bowl, and I'd walk away, and he would think that he wasn't asking me for anything, but actually he was stealing from me. And that Tupperware bowl was floating right on top of the water, full of coffee, and he was laughing his head off. And I said, you're so good at this, I fire you, but I will not do any punitive actions against you.
So now he would take the coffee, and then he would deal with that with the other inmates.
No
that,
question.
Is
he'd,
that
take, he'd take that back because coffee in prison is very valuable.
Oh, really?
Oh, you can trade that for a lot of different items because they have a canteen there. Because you have to remember, in prison, everybody just thinks of a single unit. But the prisons start off with visiting, the mail room, death row, lifers, reception center, canteen. And it just every little angle has something that an inmate wants to manipulate or get a better advantage of the next inmate. So their currency in there is postage stamps. So every time an inmate tells his family, oh, could you just send me some stamps so I could send you a letter because I want to tell you how much I respect you and I can't wait to see you. That's his currency to buy whatever he can buy on the black market in prison. Because
postage stamps.
Postage stamps. That's what they use. So if
used to be cigarettes, right?
Cigarettes were very big, but now cigarettes are extremely expensive in prison because tobacco is now illegal in prison. Guards can't even bring tobacco in prison.
Tobacco is illegal in prisons?
Completely. And when that happened, I was extremely excited because the fact that when you'd walk those tiers, the tobacco that they were smoking was horrible. And if they didn't have enough money, they would use any paper. They'd use rip up their Bibles and roll tobacco in the pages of their Bibles and smoke it. And it was, the units were just so full of toxic smoke, it made it very hard on staff. So finally the unions got together and the state got together and they banned tobacco altogether, which made it so much better for everybody. But now the black market for tobacco is, you can get more money for tobacco in prison than you can heroin.
Okay, let's take a break on that one.
Well, we thank you. We're so excited. This is just fascinating. We have, and we're going to take your calls, too. We were talking with Ed, and he was for 28 years with San Quentin. And, we're going to just really talk about what happens on the inside.
Yeah, if you have a question on for Ed, this is a good time to ask because, you know, or throw it into the chat room because we've got some we want to ask him.
We've got until 9.
We've got until 9 o'clock, at least this time. We're going to have Ed come back a couple other times because there's some things going on in our system that we need to talk about, you know.
I think you should have your own show. Seriously.
Okay, we're going to take a break
the
here,
criminal
Carl.
Criminal mind.
Carl and Linda Bott. We've got that. We're surrounded by that and our staff here. 8:20 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service. High quality, fine jewelry. Perfect gifts for every budget. Jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and the Bot, 720. You got me doing it, 824 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. If you need a change in your home, why not have Granite and Marble, and why not have Mike Huber? Take a look at it and tell you what he can do in your kitchen, your bathroom, outside. Give Mike a call at 241-7866. You're going to stay in the house. You can't get what your house is worth. So what? You know, you're going to spruce it up, and you can do it and make that house look just outstanding for minimal price. He will work within your budget to spruce up the house, give you a new look. That's Estate Granite and Marble, Mike Huber, 241-7866, 241-STONE. Our guest is Ed, and that's all we're going to say is Ed, because Ed has people wandering through California that probably would like to know where he's at this point.
Oh, don't. Yeah, but anyway. Or
maybe not. So, but anyway, Ed's a retired from the police, from the prison system as a guard in a supervisory position after 28 years. We've got a lot of questions coming in through the chat room here, but one of them is, should we try to rehab or punish with simple foods, no TV, etc.? What's the answer to helping these criminals, or should we just throw away the keys?
Well, that's a real good question. Of course, it's determined by one man's opinion. And you'll have one man say that you should throw away the keys, and one man that says that you need to give them all the services, to give them a try so they can become a productive citizen out on the streets. But myself, I've seen so many programs that have just been dismal failures. And what people do is, in the Department of Corrections, they've created industries within the department that give people jobs to try to rehabilitate these people. I have really no problem giving a man a high school GED. And then they, the lifers have a chance to go to even get an AA degree in a lot of different courses to prepare them to get out. But now if a man has a life sentence with no chance of parole, I don't see that the taxpayer should be spending money on giving him a GED when it's going to provide him nothing on the streets. I look more forward to the inmates going to the programs where we had small engine repair, tradesmen courses, but with budget cuts, a lot of those were lost. We had a huge, at San Quentin, we had a huge garden department where it taught them to be landscapers and how to set up homes, backyards. And the inmates really seem to enjoy that because it got them a chance to get out of their cell. Anything that they can do to get out of their cell, they're going to look forward to it. But I just see so many inmates that just keep coming back because they get to the streets and the streets are like candy stores to them. They just take every opportunity because they had no opportunity when they were children. I find that most inmates have had no family structure when they were children. One inmate told me one time when I was adjudicating a punishment, he had created a problem in the prison, so I was adjudicating his crime. And he told me one time, he says, well, how do you want me to plead? And I said, well, you don't have opinion whether you're guilty or innocent? And he says, well, I've been running the streets since I've been 9 years old. Do you think there's anything you could do to me that's going to straighten me out? He says, I just can't wait to get out and go right back to doing what I know how to do. And that's selling drugs or doing burglaries and stuff like that. So it's just in them. And I always thought that years ago that we should probably have kind of a tiered prison system. When you come to prison the first time, you kind of get all the benefits that they have right now, the mail. And as far as I'm concerned, their food is better than what our servicemen are getting because it's hot and it's edible and it's not coming out of a box and you're comfortable with it. But I strongly feel that once you come back a second time, you should be losing some of the privileges that they take for granted all year long when they come in the very first time. But
That's interesting. So you come in, you get some TV or whatever the privileges are. You roll back in again. Guess what? That's not going
to
happen.
And what are the privileges? I'd like to hear what they are.
Well, if you are a mainline inmate, which means that you have been assigned to San Quentin, you're no longer reception center. Reception center inmates are dressed in orange jumpsuits, and they're in the process of going through the system of where they're going to be housed. Some of them just come in as a reception center inmate, and they violated maybe just a small violation. They went into a different county, or they were caught with other inmates on the street, so they're violated for just a short amount of time. So then they just go right back out. But now the lifers and a mainline inmate, which is dressed in blue, that he's going to be there for a little bit of time, he gets mail, television, store privileges, yard privileges. At San Quentin, they have tennis, basketball. So, you know, it's all...
So does San Quentin have a very good tennis team?
You know, after a while...
Do they get to travel? I mean, do they get to play like other prisons?
No, but they certainly bring in people to play them. We had a San Quentin baseball team that was supplied all their uniforms and by the San Francisco Giants. And years ago, when I was younger, we had a heck of a football team. And these inmates were ruthless in a football uniform.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, what, we got 1 minute left here on this? I would, you know what, if, when you see that
longest
yard, and then you think about it, what do they got to lose? You know, if they get injured, then they get kind of like easy time, at, you know, in the hospital. Otherwise, and then you get to kind of like pay back.
Remember Charlie Sheen in Major League? He had earned his baseball chops in the prison league.
Oh, that was kind of...
Well, we're going to have to take a break for Fox News, but when I wanted to talk about what their privileges are, I agree. I mean, I know you said at one time you were thinking about the tiered system, that when you come back a second time, you don't get... Your privileges are less and less and less. I'd like to find out more about that. So would we. And we're taking your calls here, 605-4567. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It's a mission accomplished despite the icy relationship between America and Iran. A Navy spokesman says the U.S. has rescued 13 Iranian sailors who were being held against their will by Somali pirates. An American military helicopter is seen in U.S. Navy video responding to a distress call from a merchant ship said to have been under attack in the Gulf of Oman. President Obama talks about the economy in a few minutes in Washington, and his administration is sounding hopeful about the improvement in the nation's unemployment rate.
We are adding jobs back, and we just have to keep at it. As confidence comes back to the economy, one would like to see the pace of growth quicken and pace of job growth quicken.
White House economic advisor Alan Krueger. Unemployment dropped last month to 8.5%, its lowest level in nearly 3 years. 200,000 jobs were added. Fox News. We report... You decide.
Major League Poker is back, and it's only at Wind River Casino. Wind River. The $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Win your share of $10,000. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. As a bonus, if you pay the optional rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips for a total of $17,000 in chips. Entrance will be hosted to sandwiches. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Play in our Tuesday satellite tournaments for a chance to win a seat. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Prize pool based on participants. It's better. On the river.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And we've got some questions and some comments in the chat pack that we definitely have to go into. Our guest this morning is Ed, and we're talking about somebody who was in the as a prison guard and in management for 28 years. Happy birthday, Sandy Dole, one more time, in case you just happen to, like, leave the room for a second. We're shouting out to you, happy birthday, in Hawaii, having a good time. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. DC Tim and the young man in black are there. Discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. Go on there, great conversation, catch up on your magazines. This is a good place, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest Ed here has, as Linda just said, has been a guard and supervisor in the prison system, specifically San Quentin, for 28 years. And we've had comments coming in here. One of them, we talked about the teams the different athletic teams that they had, San Quentin, and one of our chatters had a chat pack said, I played against Chino's team in the 60s. I was first up, got the only run, and got our butts kicked and witnessed a 30-man knife fight, my last time there. And another son says, I had the pleasure of visiting Folsom, and I was amazed at the privileges inmates had. They had wrestling teams and all the other stuff the guest is talking about. Their living quarters are tiny, but they do have TVs. They eat good food, participate, and get paid for doing the jobs. Is it really that cool?
Well, it's
except for, you know, you're locked up all the time. Somebody's trying to, you know, might stick a shiv into you.
Except for going home, they do have their benefits. But as a staff member, sometimes I enjoyed some of the benefits they had because that way it did give them something to do, not planning to do anything to the staff members. And so when the lifers got a chance to put a team together and they had all these outside identities come in and play them, when I was really young, we had the football team, all the local colleges, the Maritime Academy would come in, and it was kind of exciting because if you had not had any write-ups, you were able to attend the game. And when the team would come in from outside, they had to be already suited up. We had to check them to make sure that they had no metal and stuff on them. So once the team got inside and they'd come down the hill to the football field, there was probably, I'd say around 1,000 inmates, and they'd all start yelling, fresh meat, fresh meat. And the teams coming down the hill to the football field were immediately intimidated already.
I guess you always had home field advantage, huh?
Oh, constantly. Always had the home team.
Well, let's not it almost sounds like it's glamorized. And you think about these the people who are, you know, in the park and that are living there and looking through cars to figure out how they're going to steal a couple pennies, you know, and or begging on the corner in order to eat. Well, inside prison, it sounds like, you know, it's a home for them, for people to make them feel, protected, if you will. But let's talk about death row. What is that? Anyway, let's talk about death row. Do you think we should do away with death row?
Well, there was a great article in the paper just the other day in San Quentin about San Quentin in the Record Searchlight, talking about the death penalty. And I was a very strong advocate for the death penalty. I would see the inmates when they were very young, and they were full of anger and hate, and their crimes, because they were current. I would certainly like to have had the
death penalty exercised a lot more than what it was, but that was just my opinion. And as the inmates became older, and it wasn't implemented, and I could see what it was costing the taxpayers of the state of California to take care of a death row inmate, it started softening me on the fact that perhaps we could use that money a little bit more. I'd rather see the Redding Police Department and the Shasta County Sheriff's Department have the money that we spend on death row inmates. We spend thousands and thousands of dollars defending the state against death row inmates. I actually saw, when I was running death row, a supervisor in death row, I saw lawsuits that were being filed because one inmate was receiving broken cookies in his lunch. One inmate filed a lawsuit because the wrong delivery company sent his package in to the prison. And it's just, they just have nothing to do. And you have to remember, right outside the gates of San Quentin is the prison law office. And so when they have their visits, and they have many, many visitors, it's incredible how many visitors come and visit death row.
Now, and the lawyers that they have are all provided by state funds, the taxes.
That's correct.
And let me say where I stand on this. Frankly, if you're not going to utilize the death penalty, I believe in the death penalty. I believe there's heinous crimes out there that somebody should be put to death for this. But we've got a system here that you have a better chance of dying from old age or disease than being put to death for a crime you've committed 25 years before that. But everything that happens, all the lawyers, all these writs, everything is all paid for by the taxpayers.
No question.
Now, we got to take a break, but when we come back, one of the things I want to ask you is you were talking about death row inmates specifically and things that happened there. About how you have to treat them. And so I want to talk about that when we get back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Bad Bob, you are bad.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Bernie. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Bernie. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Ow, ow.
Born through a party in the
good morning, KCNR. You're not going to believe this. It's going to make your toes curl. 41 degrees downtown. Ow. Portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew with the Tobacco Cuties. And this is the best place to get your coffee and anything that you need to make that spectacular cup of espresso, which sounds really good to me right now. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew. Let's get to our chat pack and some questions. And back to Ed, who... Wow, San Quentin, 28 years. You've got so many stories.
Yeah, this isn't going to be the only time that we have Ed on because there's just so many things.
Moving fast.
Does the guest know, is a death penalty discriminatory?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. As far as I'm concerned, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
So you're saying, you know, what you're saying is that when you're on death row, there's... even though they have found that there have been mistakes, but that is there any predominance of colors or ethnic groups or anything like that that you've noticed?
No, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know exactly the exact number, but it seems like when I was walking the tiers of death row, it was mixed equally. Now, in the courts, I have nothing to do with the courts. But
right.
Once they got there, it was dealt with equally. An inmate had his chance to get an attorney that was established by the state for him. They started working on all kinds of appeals to keep him off of death row or to get off death row. And what you have to remember is those attorneys, as far as I'm concerned, when I used to be responsible for dealing with the attorneys that would come in for death row, and I could overhear them briefly talking somewhat, they were always talking about who made a mistake. I never did hear the guilt or innocence. I didn't do this. We've got to work on the angle to prove that I was innocent. It was always because some court person made a mistake, whether the judge made a mistake to the jury made a mistake. But as far as I'm concerned, the death penalty is handed out to the best of our judicial system can handle. And so I was quite content with... doing my job when I worked on death row.
It cost $50,000 a prisoner per year.
That's just a regular prisoner. Death row is more.
Okay.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because we have to provide them with all the luxuries that they have coming, so says the courts. We have to make sure that they're outside at a certain time in the morning. We have to make sure that they have exactly the right amount of time spent on the yard. We have to segregate them by crime or notorious individuals established by the media. Once a person becomes famous, he has to be supervised by additional staff to make sure he's not harmed on the yard. Generally, when you come to prison, though, nobody cares. Famous prisoners are just famous because the media has made them famous. Once they become mixed with the groups and they become a 2 or 3 year person, then they just become one of many. And so
the people like Charles Manson, Scott Peterson and that group, are they kept purposely apart from everybody?
Okay, when I was young, I had Charles Manson on my tier. We had to keep him segregated for his own protection. If you had put him out on a regular yard, there would have been somebody that has multiple death penalty cases or multiple life without parole, they would have hurt Charles Manson or killed him. So we had to take special steps to make sure that he is what they called would walk on a walk-alone yard. And so his yard was by himself to exercise or do anything he wanted to do. And then once he was in his cell, those inmates are in their cells for 23, 24 hours a day if they need that extra special protection. And nobody makes them go on a yard. They go on the yard because they want to go on a yard. But there's a lot of them that I know that never go on a yard because they're afraid or they owe debts.
All right, so death row, what would you say-ish would it cost per year for a death row inmate?
There's an exact figure, Linda, and I'm sorry, I just can't remember what it is, but I just know it's extensive because everything has to be dealt. They even get their store delivered to them. They can't go to the store. So they fill out a request slip that an officer, that's his job, is to go down to the store and fill this man's grocery list to take it back to his cell, and then you have to check it. And if it's wrong, you have to go back. And when he gets his mail is delivered to him. And if you harm or do wrong to his legal mail, oh my goodness. They have a complaint form. It's called a 602 form in prison. It seemed like everything I was doing as a supervisor in death row was answering complaints from death row inmates. They just have nothing to do but sit up there and complain about how they're being treated, something's wrong with their food, they didn't get the proper issue, my mail's wrong, you took something out of my envelope that's legal, they're trying to get magazines in there constantly that are illegal, they don't allow gun magazines, they don't allow any men's magazines in there, and we started a program not too long ago, if we could take three items out of the magazine and give it back to them, because it was legal, sufficed everything for a while, but now they complain about that because, of course, we don't allow any frontal nudity in their magazines and stuff like that, and boy, those guys want that stuff big time.
So how do we change, that's a question from the chat room, and I'm sure on many people's lips, how do we change this crazy system that gives criminals so much power?
It would be so tough because it's an industry. Just like I said, that prison law office is sitting right out there. Their family visits come in and visit death row inmates Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays. Not Fridays anymore. They stopped Fridays, but then they can visit Saturdays and Sundays. The minute an inmate complains to his wife or his girlfriend or just a friend, because these inmates from death row, they get visitors all over the world come to visit our death row inmates. I can't count the number of people that come from England just specifically to come and visit death row inmates.
Wow. Hey, we got to take a break here.
Wow,
you know,
what's
it's
that
strange.
About?
Well, you know, it's not because you see where people have a proposed marriage to death row inmates. I mean, there's been some famous people. I mean, there's a couple of actresses that have done that. But we got to take a break here. This is really fascinating. We've got all these other questions, and we haven't even gotten to.
We haven't even talked about
parts.
Prison riots. I want to hear about that.
Being injured and all that. That's because he was dead. Ever injured? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing or do you know of a veteran who needs housing?
As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Well, I won't. Back
welcome
down.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, no, the home of Free Fire Radio. Carl Lund DeBott, 8:55 in the morning. Our guest is Edward talking the prison system. Just real quick here from a chat room. Keep in mind that prior to 1969, California felons did not have these civil rights. Our current and then governor, Brown, restored their civil rights. Then he and Rose Byrd commuted all capital crimes to life sentence with the possibility of parole for everyone. And that was where that Charles Manson came in, because they took him off death row then, and then he became a life.
That's correct.
But life. he can still get parole.
He still goes to his parole hearings.
All right. So this has just been incredible. Ed, we've got to have you come back. Let's talk about health care. Wow, that's a button with you and for so many people. Okay, it's in your corner. Shoot. Well,
I appreciate it, and I'm glad that we have a chance to finish this up today with health care, because this was something that was bothering me horrendously in my last few years of working at San Quentin. We just built, inside the walls of San Quentin, a $480 million brand-new five-story prison, hospital, to deal with inmate health care. Now, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Years ago, Pepto-Bismol was the cure-all for everything in San Quentin. You didn't get much health care. You just had to deal with it because the inmates were younger, it seemed like, and there wasn't as many problems. But today, the health care, as a taxpayer, as a person that's seen all these veterans come back wounded and injured and lose their lives, inmates in San Quentin State Prison and all the prisons in the state of California have rock-star health care. They get anything they need, because instantly that a retired judge started overseeing the health care of the prisoners in the prison systems. It has become incredibly abused. It's become an industry. There are so many doctors, psychiatrists, dentists. Inmates have to be taken out to outside hospitals to deal with everything. That $480 million hospital was only a place that established doctors' offices. They do nothing in that brand new hospital.
What about the woman who
tell us
surgery.
About the surgeon.
They go out. We just completed, just before I retired, colonoscopies for every death row inmate. They said it would be a preventive measure, so that way we might have a chance to execute him if he doesn't die of cancer. Because if we had to treat him for cancer, it would cost us more money because of the industry and the healthcare programs. They do knee replacement surgeries, hip replacement surgeries.
But they don't do them there in the prison.
No,
right. So
no.
The head surgeon makes more money than
the president of the United States,
and does no surgery,
and does nothing but assign inmates to go outside to Marin General Hospital. UC Med in San Francisco. It used to be my job to go around and check on officers to make sure everything was above board. In 5 to 6 different hospitals in the Bay Area were inmates. We have up to 17 to 20 inmates in one hospital, a rehabilitation hospital in Kentfield, California, which is prime real estate.
Now, does each one of those inmates have people assigned to them?
Yes.
How many?
If you're a regular inmate, you only have one
guard.
One guard. If you're a death row inmate, you must have two guards and one sergeant.
Okay, and that's full-time while they're out, I mean, while they're at these
correct.
Hospitals. So
correct.
You could have, you'd have 17 patients with 17 guards or even maybe up to 20 to 25 guards all getting...
I don't know.
They're there full time.
That's correct.
Let's mollycoddle our prisoners. As you know, somebody takes somebody's life and does a horrendous crime, and then they go inside and they are treated like better than people, like you said, serving that have come back, that have served our country honorably and have come back minus a limb or something that they can't be seen. Ed, please come back. The chat room has just gone off the charts. Please come back and soon.
I hope so, because I really enjoyed myself.
Well, we've enjoyed having you here, Ed. It's just amazing, isn't it? You know, hey, next week we got a lot of people. We got Sheriff Lopez showing up next week. We got a police chief. We just got all types of people showing up next week here for Free Fire
Maybe
Radio.
In a couple weeks we'll get you where we're still hot on this. How's that, Ed?
Sounds good.
Okay. So, and a shout out to, of course, Jerry. We say hugs to that. Carl's running back out. We'll be right back. Just a second. You're going to close the show?
Yeah, we've got, you know, next week we have Jim Reed running for Congress against Wally Herger. Will be on Monday. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Don't